Religion on the Line, 2 hours of exploration into the world of spirituality. Whether it's the basics of faith or the hot-button issues of the day, talk about it now, 576-7710. And now, Religion on the Line.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial. This is the time, this is the place for you to engage in dialogue about spirituality and religion, faith and belief, your highest hopes, your deepest dreams. Give us a call, 576-7710 is the number to call here at 710 AM, 103.7 FM. Thank you for allowing us to be part of your Sunday morning. We really appreciate that. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph.
And our good friend Rabbi Michael Zedek could not be with us this morning, but is away in the country of Georgia and will be back after a while. And do keep calling in. Our phone tree is lighting up. And here we go. We're going to go with Mike. Good morning, Mike. You've got Religion on the Line.
Good morning. I wanted to comment on Matthew 10. But first, when I hear this comparison of race with homosexuality, I always think, you know, the prohibition against using drinking fountains or segregation in baseball or other sports, there was nothing in the game itself that prohibited that or the function of a drinking fountain. When you change it, you didn't have to redesign drinking fountain, redefine it or anything. The prohibition came from outside of the institutions or the facilities. Same thing with a restaurant. There's nothing in the function of a restaurant that prohibited interracial couples. It came from outside. Whereas in marriage, you have to redefine marriage. So that's where they're completely different.
Okay.
Now,
good point.
Matthew 10, another part of the Bible, Jesus says, "My peace I give unto you." Now, there he's talking to individuals.
And for me, actually, means, he's talking to a group, the apostles.
Well, they are individuals.
Yeah, there's no group that isn't made up of individuals. I'm just saying, okay, I think we're not going to disagree on that. But go ahead.
Okay, I guess he wasn't talking to people. He was talking to the world then.
Well, actually,
go ahead and finish.
For that meant, and I think peace often in the Bible means reconciliation with God. It doesn't mean you're going to have an easy life. It's a reconciliation with God. Because he didn't tell the disciples they're going to have easy lives.
Right.
Now, in Matthew 10, it says, in the earth, I didn't come to bring peace in the earth. So it's talking about the earth, everybody, the nations. And we know that the church suffered about 300 years of discrimination before Constantine. After Constantine, they even used Christianity for more violence. So it was very accurate. Now, in the same chapter, he does talk about this generation won't pass before the Son of Man returns in power, or something like that. I'm trying to paraphrase. Now, although it's debatable and also not liked interpretation of that, some people believe that was in 70 A.D. when Jerusalem was destroyed and attacked, and that was because they rejected Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Not only his question is about something that historically really happened. Even today, religion is the cause of violence, much violence, not all violence.
Right.
Atheism is also a cause of violence.
Right.
I don't think that one's one. There's many mysteries in the Bible. I don't think that's really a mystery, although that doesn't mean I have all the interpretation right. But I think history has shown what it meant.
Okay. You know, you're doing a historical contextualization, and I applaud that.
Well, no, it's context of the old Matthew 10 where he talks about brother going against brother, mother or father against son or whatever.
Yeah, he's countenancing that, and he's suggesting that. I have come to set all of that whole pericope there, that section, is calling people to be staunchly on Jesus' side. And within the whole chapter, I think it applies to the apostles. Now, I think that we can take it and say, you know, I think this really applies to all followers. just as you said about John, the beautiful passage where Jesus is bequeathing this peace. And your interpretation was it was to individuals, but
no,
I think
right. My interpretation, more important than it was to individuals, was reconciliation with God.
Right.
Well, and that was that reconciliation. My reconciliation was personal.
Okay. Jesus was doing it for the whole world too, and John's gospel is about that overall, from the very beginning, in the very famous verses of John 3:16. God loves the whole world.
Yes, and he didn't force reconciliation on people.
No, he invited. And therefore, in John's gospel, you have this wonderful, gentle repetition, come and see, come and see, come and see. So I like what you're saying, and maybe that's
a first for a long time.
Well, maybe we should just kiss and say goodbye then.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Bye-bye. And hello, good morning. You got religion on the line?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I agree with John, I think his name is, on the marriage between one woman and one man. I think that's, he explained that pretty good.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to say is I think I heard you guys say that the homosexuals are born that way. But
John didn't say that, I did.
Okay, according to the Bible, it's, you know, there's several verses in the Bible says not to do, God says not to act that way.
Mm-hmm. That's and, the Catholic the position.
Reason, the reason I, it says, that, you know, they'll say they're born that way, but the Bible says, and that's the excuse they use, but the Bible says God gives them a chance to repent, and if they don't, he gives them up to their filthy lusts.
Okay.
And that's what the Bible says. So I just say, let God be true and every man a liar.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
The Jim, I got to give you credit for perseverance, and I think when John called in earlier, I thought John gave us a wonderful example of how we can dialogue and be charitable to one another, and this is a difficult issue. But it does call all of us to charity, and to, as Bob said earlier, is Jesus always proposed? He always invited. He didn't impose. And being on the other end now of what some would say the loss of religious freedom or religious persecution, we would like the same courtesy of the other side to propose to us and not impose. And I think that's what's behind this Kansas bill. I don't agree with everything that's in that Kansas bill. We have to treat everybody with respect and dignity. But we also don't like it imposed upon us and shoved down our throat. And it's not like we wake up in the morning and we say to ourselves, well, I've discovered I'm a heterosexual today, and my whole orientation and being is... If I did that, you would say I'm disordered. And when we just get this constant onslaught, that's not, my sexuality does not define me. It's just a small part of who I am as a person. Michael Sam comes out and he says what he says, but I look at Michael Sam and I say to myself, I got to stay focused on who Michael Sam is. Not,
that's what he said.
Yeah.
Michael Sam said that.
Exactly.
He said, you know, I'm a college graduate. I'm African-American, and I can help people win football games, and I'm gay. I thought it was one of the bravest, most honest, transparent. And by the way, the team—
And I don't care if he's gay or not.
Yeah.
He's playing football. He's a football player.
Yeah. I kind of do, John. I'm glad this is a kind of Jackie Robinson moment.
Oh, I don't think it's that at all.
Well, history will show. We'll see. And we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
KCMO Talk Radio, where Kansas City connects with a Dave Ramsey Show.
First mistake people do is they don't go get a will. Then the second mistake is when they get a will, they keep everything secret. This reading of the will in the attorney's office, and people are cut in or out of the will that were unexpected, You know why it's in the movies? It's a good drama.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 9 to 11 a.m. on KCMO. Talk Radio 710, now FM at 103.7.
Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City, providing superior service and attention to detail for over 20 years. KansasCityDoor.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-2423. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-2423. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-2423. That's 1-800-958-2423.
Hey folks, Dave here for Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling. Right now is a great time for you to think about replacing that old furnace and air conditioning system. My friends at Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling are offering special rebates up to $1,000 on qualifying systems, plus utility rebates up to $1,150. That's a huge savings. Don't miss it. Call Lee's Summit Heating and Cooling at 816-525-7218 and tell them Dave sent you.
This is Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach. In Kansas, we protect the security of our elections by ensuring that only U.S. citizens can vote. All new voters registering in Kansas must provide proof of citizenship. It's easy to do with a birth certificate, passport, or one of many other documents. Take it to any registration site or mail, fax, or email it in. If you plan to register when renewing a driver's license, bring your document with you. For more information, go to gotvoterid.com or call 800-262-VOTE. Already registered Kansas voters don't need to do anything. Just don't forget to vote.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We can't make it easier to get out of debt, but we can make it easier to get Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 9 to 11 on KCMO Talk Radio 710, now at 103.7 FM.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
you. You and you. Michael Zedek can do not be with us this week, but he will be back. He is away in the country of the nation of Georgia, doing a little touring, speaking, listening, sharing, and could not be with us this morning.
Well, you know, we have this. Any callers here, Bob?
Yeah, we need to go to a caller.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Well, I think it's important that, personally, I think it's important that when people express their orientation in one way or another, that as Christians that we do what God does. He calls each of us by name, and we should stay focused on the person and their and who they are, created in the image and likeness of God. I know that's the position of our church, is that people who come out and express their support for these positions or for these choices, and they want us to accept them. We've already accepted you in spite of whatever your choice or your position is. Jesus has given us the command to love everyone, no matter what their sin, whatever their attraction, whatever their thing is. And so by coming out, it doesn't change our opinion of who you are. We are challenged to see everybody created in the image and likeness of God. And all we're doing is trying to say, if you want the mother lode, if you want communion with God, there are certain laws and commands and rules that make us fit for that communion. And he's giving us those laws, rules, and commands so that we can have communion with him, the Creator, not just with one another, but communion with the Creator for all eternity. And it's based upon what he's revealed to us and what's in the natural law. And so all we're trying to do in our defense of God's word and God's way of looking at it is saying, look, if you go that way, then there's no guarantee in God's word or in the natural law that it's going to end up good for you. But there is a guarantee if you follow his way and his commands and his laws, as he's revealed them to us, that whatever joy and happiness that we've chosen in this life is nothing compared to the joy and happiness that he wants to give us in the next life. And also in this life, he wants to give us a foretaste of this wonderful divine Trinitarian communion that he's promised us, that same communion that he gave the apostles in that upper room, which compelled them to go out to the whole world, and in spite of swords, persecutions, martyrdom, they loved their enemies and they moved forward. And so Christians, conservative or liberal, are called to still love one another in this dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the dialogue, it includes more than Christians, and you know that. Your impassioned perspective, John, you and I may agree on many of those points that you just mentioned. If Michael were here, you know, he would be excluded from the nomenclature that you're using, as would Muslims, as would
it wasn't meant to be an exclusion.
I know you didn't mean it. I'm just saying,
because Michael is my Jewish brother, and I have brothers who are Muslim.
Yeah, I know that, but the language that you use, that's all I'm pointing to and just reminding you and me that that language needs to be tempered in the American context, in that we have a pluralistic society. You can argue against the pluralism and say you hate it, but our democracy...
I didn't argue against pluralism.
I'm the general you. Others could do that.
Uh-huh.
And if you wanted to, you might, but you don't want to, that's fine. I'm just saying we live in a pluralistic democracy that includes a lot of religions, and according respect to each one as best we can is always in order. Bebo, you've got religion on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm enjoying this back and forth you guys are having right now very much. John, I love everything you just got through saying, but I have to tell you, and this is not why I called, so I'll make this very brief. I have to say, on this issue, I'm probably a little more on Bob's side than on yours. Sorry, Catholic brother. But a lot of that came from, I read a book called The Mayflower, you know. And I can't tell you the author, doesn't matter. But I learned something in that book about, I guess it was the Puritans, or, you know, the people of Landon, Plymouth Rock. They didn't get married in a church. They didn't look at it as a church at all. They got married legally, civilly, because of all the civil things. And that kind of, I thought, wow, that threw me for a loop. Now, I'm not arguing. I believe in the sanctity of marriage. And one of the reasons I'm calling here is because of the sanctity of marriage. I'm calling about Retroway, which I'm very involved with.
Very good. And then that is your plug.
About the sanctity of marriage. But on this thing, when John, I'm addressing this to you right now, when Bob said that could be a Jackie Robinson moment, I agree, because of it's something outside the norm. People from the majority culture, when I was a kid growing up in Kansas City, the norm was Mexican folks live over there, black folks live over there, the rest of us live over here. So being able to live in any neighborhood you wanted to was outside the norm. It's not today, but it was then. And for that reason, and I don't want to discuss it because of the time element, I think Michael Sapp might have a Jackie Robinson moment coming about gay. I don't understand gay, and I do believe in the sanctity of marriage. Now, if that made any sense, I don't know. But now,
well, I would kind of not reconcile it, but just point to a lot of mystery here, and some other folks might say there's some contradictions going on within you.
They probably will say it.
And you just kind of continue on with your good-spiritedness, and you certainly...
Yeah.
Well, Bebo, if he wanted to win baseball games, and if Jackie Robinson could be drafted, I would have... The goal is to win baseball games, and so it just makes sense. You want the best baseball players. And so if Michael Sam is the best... is the best player that you need for your team, and you want to win football games, and it's about football, you draft Michael Sam.
Well,
but in 1947, they would not have drafted Jackie Robinson.
Here's putting a finer point on it. Is the point of marriage children? The Catholic Church is. Absolutely it is. Is the point of marriage love? That is the tension and or the opposition. Well, and I don't think that the Catholic Church is saying it's not about love, but that those who are in favor of same-sex marriages or tolerating them, accepting them, if not celebrating, whatever, it is about not defining who is lovable between people in an intimate, committed relationship.
Yeah, but we're not talking about who's lovable between people. We're talking about...
I think that's exactly what we're talking about, bringing it together
based upon genital contact. And the only reason why we have this position is because God has revealed it to us. And that's the only reason why I got the position, period.
And John, you have to watch this. What if I say God revealed it to me this other way?
But you have to prove where he's revealed
it. And you have to reprove, too.
I mean, it's in God's word. It's in natural law. It's in the culture and history of every civilization up until now.
So you mean homosexuality? The phrase you just said relates to homosexuality throughout all time.
Yeah.
It's in every culture. It's in every human experience.
Marriage. Defined between man and a woman.
I'm just
marriage
saying.
Defined between a man and a woman.
The nomenclature
is in God's word. It's in God's word. It's in the culture. It's in the natural law. I mean, you look at the animal world, the kingdom of the animals, not even the animals make these kind of choices. And so it's only human beings who can make these choices because they have an intellect and will, because they have freedom.
Hey, Bebo, when is your retrovi? The question is, how are you going to use your freedom?
When is your retrovi event?
There is a weekend this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this week. I don't have the calendar in front of me. It's at the Pastoral Savior Center out on Parallel Parkway.
Where is that? In Kansas City, Kansas?
I'm in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
And if I'm going to give a phone number. If anybody's got a really hurting marriage... I don't mean something that needs tweaking. I mean something that's really hurting.
It's on the steps of a divorce court.
Yes. I'm going to give a number you can call. This is a great ministry. And Bebo, you don't have to be kind of what?
Bebo, you got to hold just a minute. We got to take a break right now.
Okay,
hold on.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to get in the car right now then.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on.
Are you starting your day with the KCMO Morning Show and Greg Knapp?
This is how crazy some of the people on the far left are. He doesn't understand the difference between eating animals and pedophilia. Quote, they are both rape, violence, and murder. If you can't see a difference between eating meat and pedophilia, then you're eating your hamburger wrong.
The KCMO Morning Show with Greg Knapp, weekdays 5 till 9 on KCMO Talk Radio 710, now on FM at 103.7.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. The remnants of Saturday's New England blizzard are moving into Canada after dumping several more inches of snow from Connecticut to Maine. There's more on the way, but then the region gets a break.
Another one moving into D.C., Philadelphia, and New York. A couple of inches. Of course, a lot of people are storm weary at this point. But the good news is that Wednesday through Friday, it is going to warm up.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. It's a working holiday for President Obama, who signed some new legislation while in California.
One of the measures extends the federal government's authority to borrow money through March 15, 2015. Lawmakers won't have to revisit the issue until the new Congress is sworn in after this November's elections. The second bill restores benefits that had been reduced for younger military retirees. That was part of a larger deficit reduction package.
Fox Radio's Don Matheson, Fox News. We report, you decide.
KCMO forecast from KCTV 5.
Increasing clouds today with a mild afternoon high around 40. We'll see mostly cloudy skies tonight with a 30% chance for a few rain showers late tonight and into Monday morning. Temperatures will warm to 50 for a high on Monday afternoon, so a warmer day tomorrow with skies becoming mostly sunny. 57 on Tuesday. I'm KCTV 5 meteorologist Tom Walks.
McGruff the Crime Dog here, inviting you to listen in on this example of exploitation of the elderly. See how quickly and easily this scammer defrauds his prey.
Hello?
Mrs. Swanson, you're home.
Who is this?
I'm Steve from your bank, and we've had a security breach.
Oh, my.
We're calling customers to make sure your account is safe.
Why, thank you.
If you'd kindly read your credit card number, expiration date, and security code, we can get started.
Oh, dear. I'll get my purse. Give me just a moment.
Smooth-talking
right
criminals, on. Often able to convince elderly folks to discuss personal or banking information, something they should never do unless the senior initiates the call. The National Crime Prevention Council wants to educate seniors so these scams can be reported to local law enforcement agencies.
Financial fraud can include identity theft, fake check and wire transfer scams, investment and credit card fraud, and online charitable solicitations. Unfortunately, only one in five of these crimes are reported. To learn more, go to ncpc.org/seniors. That's ncpc.org/seniors. A message from the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Department of Justice.
I knew I was stuck at this kid's house for the night. I decided to just go to sleep and get the night over with. But those guys came into the bedroom and got into a massive pillow fight. Let me tell you, it's not easy falling asleep when a sweaty little kid falls on you every 5 seconds. Even after the lights went out, Raleigh and his friends stayed up. A bunch of them snuck up on me to try and pull the hand in a bowl of warm water trick. Well, that was enough for me. I went downstairs to sleep in the basement even though it was pitch black. I left my sleeping bag upstairs and that was a mistake, because it was freezing. I think it was probably the longest night of my life. When the sun came up this morning, I found out the reason it was so cold. I was sleeping right by the sliding glass door, and some fool had gone and left it open overnight. That really stunk, because if I knew there was a way to escape last night, I definitely would have taken it. To read more about the sleepover, check out Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Last Straw by Jeff Kinney. Explore new worlds and check out more cool books at your local library. And visit read.gov. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
KCMO. Breaking news and talk radio. Powered by Fox News. KCMO Talk Radio 710. Now on FM at 103.7.
Good morning. You've got religion on the line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial. This is the time. This is the place. Give us a call, 576-7710. 710 AM, 103.7 FM. We're glad that you have joined us. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, along with
Bebo. Are you there?
Oh, I'm here.
Okay.
Along with Bebo.
And Rabbi, yeah, but Bebo, you're taking Rabbi Michael Zedek's place, at least just for this call. Michael could not be with us, but we're glad that you are.
I miss him.
We're really glad you are. So,
I like all three of you guys.
All right.
Now, Retro Lab program. if your marriage has turned you apart, you can go to a weekend. I'm in the car, so I don't have calendars in front of me. Friday night, be there before 8.
Friday night this week?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week.
Okay, that's February 21, 22, and 23.
And by the way, Judy's driving. I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
But a phone number, 861-505-0510. 861-505-0510.
All righty.
And now, this is not a, it's not marriage counselor, it's not a seminar. They'll start out talking about communication. It's open to anybody. In fact, I am very happy to report that in the last year or so, 40% of our attendees have been non-Catholic, and I love seeing that, because it started out as a Catholic operation, so nobody's going to try to convert you to become a Catholic. It's a pretty intense weekend, and then you follow up with what we call CORE, continuing our retrovi experience, and Judy and I are involved in all this. It's very close to our heart, and I would urge anybody whose marriage is really hurting to give this number a call, because there's help there. There is a cost involved, but nobody will be turned away, because of money.
Right, right. And that's always been the case with what you've done. Yeah.
Yes. And it's a, we have three of these a year. It just happens to be this weekend is one of them. And I haven't even called about RetroVive for a year or so. So I thought, it's time I did it again, because we have had a couple of people come and say, hey, I heard about this on the radio, and then the people pointed at me and said, well, he's the guy that's talking about it on the radio. I heard it on a Sunday morning on the radio. That
warms your heart, doesn't it?
Oh, makes my day. Helps make my life. But you guys help make my life. So,
all right. Well, Bebo, I heard a great adage this week that was lived out with a buddy of mine named Chuck Blaisdell. Speak in such a way that people love to listen to you, and listen in such a way that people love to speak to you.
And really,
you do both of those things. And well, thank you.
I had a lady not too many weeks ago complain about letting people talk too long, including that Bebo, so I didn't speak in such a way that she loved me.
All right, Bebo.
But God bless her, too.
Do you have enough coasters?
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, have a good time at choir practice.
Yeah, no, mass.
Mass.
Choir practice is Tuesday. We don't even talk mass. Choir practice is Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Tuesday evening.
Well, have a good time at mass. All right.
Yes. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. 576-7710. We're going to go to line number one. Good morning. You've got religion on the line.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. John, I just had a question. I've been listening, and I just listened to, just tuned in here in the last half hour or something like that, and heard the discussion. And when I heard Bebo's call, I don't know how much you know about the program that he's very much involved with, the RetroVi.
It's for troubled marriages, very troubled.
Okay.
You're on the divorce court steps.
Okay. And is this one of those programs that is under threat of being changed dramatically if in order to accept all those under same-sex marriage into that type of program, and if you didn't do that,
well, presently
then,
it's not. But I see where it's going. I mean,
well,
that's a good question.
Well, I think it's a good question because we've kind of to me, I think isn't in under Catholicism isn't the sanctity of marriage isn't that one. I mean, it's a higher regard. It's a sacrament in that relationship. But if you're asked to affirm something that goes against what that sacrament's meaning is not that you can't love people that are having difficulties and everything, but you're called upon to go through a stage of acceptance and then identifying and synthesis that cause you to celebrate that. And if you don't celebrate, you're being discriminatory.
Yeah, and this also applies to children too, Mike, because we have to ask this question: what's best for children? Are children entitled to be raised by both a mother and a father? Are they entitled to be raised by a person of the male sex and a person of the female sex? And when we have these, when marriage is redefined, children lose this right. And then we're also going to lose the right to determine how our children are taught in schools, in the government schools, and we've seen how when the government decides that, for instance, contraception and abortion should be in a health plan, how Hobby Lobby businesses, how churches, institutions, how just like the other side doesn't want us to impose our beliefs on them, but to propose. Now it's being imposed upon us. And if it continues to be imposed and forced down our throats, it will just lead to civil disobedience on this issue. And if that's where the culture wants to take it, that's what's going to happen. Because there are religious people, secular people, people of goodwill who refuse to accept this, and we want the same liberty that is afforded everyone.
You know,
not be forced out of the adoption business, to not be forced out of any marriage business, whether it's photography or running halls, and not be forced to hire teachers and education who don't believe what someone believes.
And there are there are several examples of where religious institutions, schools and such have been backed up by their choice of not having to hire so-and-so or actually dismissing somebody.
Or providing services
is very apparent to me. The Catholic Church is a pretty big monolithic bureaucracy, and I mean that in the most positive sense of bureaucracy, okay? And it is of one cloth. And therefore, that question is going to be much more nettlesome as we tease all this out than it will be for an individual congregation. Many congregations in Protestantism don't answer to anybody, not even a denomination. They just answer to themselves. Their concerns, I believe, are much, they don't have to be as afraid of having to do certain things that they don't want to do within the four walls of their institution. I think I trust and have confidence that those rights are going to be absolutely protected. In the public sphere, protecting of civil rights that may overlap with religious ceremonies, that's going to be a more dicey, a dicier kind of conversation. Mike, we thank you for your call.
Have a good day. But
I don't have the same confidence that Bob has. We've already got birth certificates. It's removing who's the mother and who's the father. The government is going to force it down the throat of those who disagree with the redefinition of marriage, redefinition of sexuality, and it's already in the public sphere.
I guess if you, again, the analogy, it's not a pure one, but the analogy of not defining a black person as a full human being was forced down the throats of everybody in this country because it was a wrong assumption at the very beginning of our country that they were not viewed as fully human. And they are now, and that was forced down the throats. People objected to it on religious grounds.
But we see those who have same-sex attraction as being fully human beings, deserving of respect.
Okay,
the same respect and love. The same respect and love that we want afforded to ourselves as well.
I think it's going to be a long, long winter of our discontent.
We don't love people because of their sexual attraction. We love them because they're created in the image and likeness of God.
Mike, we got to go.
We're created in the image, and there's two creations with the mother and the father, and it's those two creations that come together, and they're not the same, and they're the... I think that in parenting, children, it's the opportunity, the best opportunity is to have one of each, and they experience how that plays out and see it in a home that has one of each.
Okay.
So they understand how to be when they grow up, because it doesn't come without seeing the models. And to do that, and I just wondered, whenever Bebo's talking about that, how that would be for his continued love for that program that he has, if half of the marriages that they were dealing with that were troubled were based on same-sex attraction, would it alter what is going on? And would they be allowed to continue to do what they're doing now?
I think that they could do whatever they want. I don't think in a Catholic-run program that same-sex couples are going to seek out their services and seek to crash the meeting or whatever. I think that these kind of
fears...
Bob,
They've already done it.
One time. Mike, we got to go. Sorry.
Okay. That's fine. It was a pretty good conversation.
Okay.
But I just, when I hear those things, I just wonder... Has everybody thought it through? What inheritance
No, they haven't.
Laws,
the answer is no.
Laws will be under these divergent views that separate us from what has been designed to be a family unit based about the.
I'm just not concerned about it.
Yeah, we got
I'm
another break to hit,
Mike. I'm not concerned
about
it at all. I think it'll all work out very nicely. We're going to be right back after these messages.
KCMO, Kansas City's home of Michael Savage.
They've confused sexual liberation with far more important liberations, and that's a great, great scam in order to imprison an entire generation, which is to turn them all into sexually promiscuous beings and then tell them to do whatever they want and let them think they're free, and then to hobble them with socialism.
The Savage Nation. Weekdays 2 till 5 on KCMO, Talk Radio 710 and 103.7 FM.
Are you sick of the snowy cold weather? Doesn't a warm weather vacation sound good right now? Funjet Vacations is using cruise holidays and comfort tours and travel to sell last-minute vacations from Kansas City to Cancun this April. You can vacation for 6 nights starting at $1,499. So call Cruise Holidays and Comfort Tours now, 816-505-1500. That's 505-1500. And you deserve a great warm weather vacation.
Hi, I'm Sam Jackson. Cancer will strike more than 175,000 kids worldwide this year alone. This includes infants, children, teens, and young adults. The likelihood that teens and young adults will survive cancer is far greater when treated by pediatric oncologists. Survival can depend on treatment from experts in childhood cancer and a commitment to collaborative, groundbreaking research. To learn more, go to stbaldrick's.org or standuptocancer.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-916-5635. That's 1-800-916-5635. 1-800-916-5635. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-2423. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-2423. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-2423. That's 1-800-958-2423.
This is a test to find out if you know it all when it comes to children. Time starts now. Name one of the leading killers of U.S. children age 1 to 13. What's the best way to protect children in a car crash? At what age and size should a child start using a booster seat? Where can you find the answers to these questions?
Car crashes are one of the leading killers of U.S. children. Many of those deaths could be prevented by making sure that kids are in the right seat for their age and size. Don't assume you know it all when it comes to car seats for your child. Go to safercar.gov/the right seat and know for sure. That's safercar.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Greg Knapp. Coming up Monday on the show, a couple Republicans now filing articles of impeachment against Governor Nixon. We're going to have them on the show to say, do they have a point, or is it all just crazy talk? It's coming up on the KCMO Morning Show.
Good morning. You've got Religion on the Line here at KCMO Radio, 710 on your AM radio dial. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph. And thank you for being a part of the show by calling 576-7710.
And our friend Michael Zedek could not be here, but will be back with us soon. He is away in the country of Georgia. We're grateful for your conversation. And we've got some callers here, and we're going to go to Yvonne. You've got Religion on the Line.
Yes, thank you so much. I was almost going to have to leave because I don't want to be late for church. But anyway, John, I just have to say I agree with you, and I am not Catholic. I'm evangelical, Pentecostal, I guess you would call me. But anyway, I did want to comment about the four personalities. I guess 40 years ago, I read the book by Tim LaHaye on personalities.
Or temperaments or humors?
Well, I don't know what the name of it was, but it was by Tim LaHaye. I remember that. Anyway, it was just a revelation to me, and it helped me so much, first of all, to understand myself. I really think it would help marriages intensely. It just would be a great thing for people to learn about it. And then the Lord sent me a pastor who taught on it. And I know that it was really, a help for me in my early Christian life.
Did you say you were married, Yvonne?
Well, my husband is now with the Lord. I'm married, but he's in heaven.
God love you. Tell us, what did it do? Did it help you have empathy for your husband? Did you kind of say to yourself, you know, well, he's different than me. He's supposed to be different. I should appreciate his different gifts, his different temperament.
Oh yes, absolutely. Well, I was almost a total melancholic, and since then the Lord has just really helped me to, just use one of the best that comes out. There are times when I can be choleric and so on. But anyway, yes, it did help with my husband. He was phlegmatic, but in his job he was very choleric because he had to be a leader. But yes, absolutely. It just you know, I thought there was no one in the world like me. I was such a mess.
So it helped you to organize your own self-understanding, it sounds
sure.
like.
Sure. Uh-huh, okay. At the very beginning. And then as the years went on, it helped me with other people. And I cannot tell you the number of melancholics that the Lord has brought to me to help understand and try to help them, you know, work things out also and let their weaknesses become strengths and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and I just forced myself into call because, you know, I can talk in front of people. It does not bother me, but when I get on the radio, I get so nervous.
You're doing pretty good now.
I'm so sorry.
Yvonne, you're doing real good.
To the thousands upon thousands of listeners.
You know what? We need to send you some coasters.
Oh, say, I have enough coasters for all my rooms in my house.
Oh, excellent. All right. All right, Yvonne.
Thank you so much for your call.
Bye-bye.
Yes, thank you.
And we're going to go to Mark. Mark, you've got religion on the line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just got a new Kindle, and I wanted to know what is the best Catholic version to download?
Of the Bible?
Yes. If you don't speak Latin, what would it be? The Douay Rheims or what?
Well, the version that's read every Sunday at Mass is a New American Bible. And if you just go to usccb.org, and it has a Bible link there.
Okay. All right. Now, also, you know, you all have been tossing the gay issue back and forth here all morning. And I wondered if anybody ever pointed out that in Luke chapter 17, it talks about how it will be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. 26 through 30, it talks about like the days of Noah. And then the days of Lot, when it rained down fire from heaven on Sodom and Gomorrah. It says, thus it shall be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Don't these issues indicate that these are those days?
Some people would interpret that. I wouldn't. But, you know, I think we're just going to have a difference of opinion. I think the end times is a very misunderstood doctrine. By the way, every time there's been a big cultural shift, I think that you could look back and probably find people who are saying this is the end times and Jesus is returning. And I know that that was done during the Vietnam era. It was done during civil rights.
The scripture I quoted was from the Bible, you know.
I'm saying you have to interpret it.
Well, so it does. So those. That sort of thing won't be happening in the days of the coming of the Lord, then.
No, I think the coming of the Lord is impossible to pin down in terms of when it's going to happen.
Okay, well, I just thought that set a social scene to look for.
Well, a lot of people thought, and Sodom and Gomorrah is less about sexuality. It's a low concern. It's about poverty and treatment of people and disregard of those are.
I think what it is to look at the signs of the times. Look at the signs of the times and be able to read them.
We're glad that you've joined with us.
I think you're partly right.
We thank you, Mark, and we'll look forward to you calling back again. I'm Reverend Robert Lee Hill of Community Christian Church, along with
John Perk of the Diocese of Kansas City St. Joseph.
And on behalf of our good friend Rabbi Michael Zedek, we are all glad to say every Sunday,
God bless.